sneak up on you if you can't be watching.
That's good. That's good.
Now, this week I did a broadcast, and the Lord took me back some years when I first started learning how to follow him. In ministry, I would obey him. I'd follow him. I'd do whatever he say, and that was no pressure. In business, I tried to figure it out, and I always struggled. But in order to follow God, we have to have a reference. When he told me to start studying, I didn't get too far along until I started doing this. He said, I want you to read 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, 5 at night. That's when I made my greater changes, where I would obey him. When he could say something, I'd stick with him, obey him. And then when he get in my heart, I was fine. I was good to go. But I remember how I had deadlines, and I wanted to meet them. And I needed to make so much money by this particular day. And sometimes the Lord would tell me what to do, but I was so frustrated with what was going on, I didn't follow through with it. Mm-hmm. But in ministry, he tell me what to do, I do it, and I didn't worry about it. It didn't bother me. I got used to just, you know, he would change up on me like I was saying earlier, but I got used to it. But in business, it's like I had reserves. I only trust them so far. Mm. But hearing the word of God gave me the reference I needed to cooperate in business just like I was doing in ministry. So I remember that I was doing a broadcast, and I remember how it felt when you didn't know what to do, but you was putting forth the effort. You wanted to get it to do the best choice. But to hear God out, you have to be in a condition. You have to be able to receive it. The Word of God gives a reference for the Holy Spirit to work with. When I started studying, when I used to study scriptures, I had a partial reference, and it was hard for the Lord it was hard for me to follow through with the wisdom he was giving. But when I read chapters, I saw a greater picture. God was bigger in my eyes. And then I was able
That's good, Apostle. You know, that's good.
Then when he gave me something to do, I could see him, and my problems got smaller. Until they actually grew out of sight until I didn't see them anymore. I always saw, you get a visual of the Holy Spirit. This is a spiritual thing. The Word of God is spiritually discerned. So when you receive the Word in your heart, it gives you a visual of who God is. Mm-hmm. When Ray was teaching this morning, I saw it. I used to think Jesus would every little thing to do. He went in prayer. He went and spent time with the Father. Mm-hmm. And the next day he did what the Father said in prayer. Mm-hmm. Every chance he got, he ran up the mountain and spent time with the Father. He taught them all day. And then he ran up there and got recharged. Mm-hmm. And he came and did God's perfect will. He was never late.
You know, that is going back to what David said. Mm-hmm. That they asked, that the disciple asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray like you pray.
They saw it. It's outstanding. And remember, he did everything he did as a man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Not as God. He had to grow and learn, like Jim was talking about last week. He had to learn, just like we do.
Uh-huh.
He defeated Satan. He had to learn God's word. Even though he was the Word of God, he had to learn God's word because he became flesh. He had to learn God's word. He had to receive it. He had to go to the Father, just like we do. We do just like he did. And to get on board with it, we have to have the Word of God give us a pattern, a reference. Then the Holy Spirit will give us what to do. Mm-hmm. He'll give us the wisdom we need. You act on that, you're going to be appropriate. You'll be in the strategy of God.
The Holy Spirit is gentle. It's like you hire a cleaner. And if you've got a room that you don't want that person to clean, you lock it. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to go in there. The Holy Spirit is the same way. If you say, the house is yours.
Yes.
That's right. You have to yield to him. That's the only way it'll work. And that takes all the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
But when I When I didn't know this, you know, I did it in ministry. It's a shame I could do it in ministry, but I didn't do it in business until I got a reference of the word. Then it kind of, you know, I used to wonder why pastor didn't jump on board, because in ministry you have to. You can't do a ministry without him. Uh-uh. It was easy because that's what I did, but the nevertheless, the Lord said the biggest problem is people don't follow him. If you try to do God's perfect will with this much glory, that'll only go so far. Mm-hmm. I remember the baptism of the Holy Spirit was a big deal in the 80s. Getting denominational people on board with it was tough. But Amen. Now it's not as tough.
No, it's
because
not.
Because more word had gone forth. They've seen more miracles. And you know, getting people on board with healing was tough in the 90s. But now around the circles where there's healing people, they grew up in it and they get healed. But the references that we're used to when it's time to learn something new, whatever you're used to, you're like a college graduate. You got there. You got to that level. But now the Lord said, do this. Now you're back in kindergarten on this level. This is new. But you can use your training and follow him. Because whatever he say do is necessary, and it's gonna hit the mark.
Amen.
He had to train me for things that I was doing. Last week I read how the Spirit, there are seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And he's gonna train you so you can obey him. He will do that for you. And you have to follow the training. That's why it's so important to ask to go in prayer. Every little thing you want to know, ask questions, because you're the one got to cooperate, and you want to be on point. For us to be on point, we have to have a reference of the word, and we have to yield to the Holy Spirit. That sounds easy, and this is easy as it sounds. If you do it, he said. This week I said for this week I said I read it out of the Passion Translation. This is Isaiah 11. He said, the cut off stump of Jesse will sprout, and a beautiful branch will grow out of his roots.
Amen.
The Spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him. The Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
That's all inclusive. The Lord will manifest himself as the Lord to you.
Yes.
That's the first manifestation listed. The second, the Spirit of extraordinary wisdom.
Yes.
You're not used to the wisdom that God's going to give you sometimes. Sometimes you've been reading Proverbs, you have a reference for it. But when the Lord shows you something, it's first pure. It's easy to be to receive. You know that this is right. It's too good. You wonder why you didn't see it before. When he reveals his extraordinary wisdom, he said the spirit of perfect understanding. The spirit of wise strategy.
Amen.
Sometimes the Lord showed me a strategy. I feel joy all over, peace and joy. I know this is you. I know this is going to work. And I get excited. Whereas before, he would do the same thing, and I would wonder about it. Mm-hmm. I hope I can. That's too big for me. The first time he told me to give somebody a word, I'm like, what if I'm wrong? What if I just think God said it? You know, you had all those doubtful dispositions.
Yes.
But as I got used to following him, it became easy as a cakewalk.
Amen.
And he said, the spirit of mighty power. This is something when sometimes you may not feel the courage, bravery, and you got to do something that he's saying do. Never do anything in your own strength. Do everything in your strength, and do nothing for vainglory. If anything is for vainglory, just don't do it.
I was listening to Joseph Prince, and he made a profound statement like Mary did when she said, you know, you're not praying for a position of power, we're praying from a position of power. He said that when you think that man can, God won't. When you know that man cannot, God will.
Whoa.
When you do it, everything I do it. When I do it in history, I'm not sweating. I'm not originating something. I'm doing what's revealed. I'm operating according to the revelation. He said the spirit of revelation, that the King James has the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of revelation is a better interpretation because Amen. It's the knowledge of God. It's revealed to you.
Amen.
God knows it, now you know it.
Amen.
You know, it's so interesting. I was talking to a young man and he said, you know, he knew he needed the Lord, but he didn't know, you know, the words to come up with and all this and all that. You know, he was lacking it. I said, well, that's a good thing. You don't have to come up with, he didn't already came up with the words. Mm-hmm. I said, just follow, you know, get what he said.
You don't have to rewrite the book.
You don't even have to come up with the words.
No.
He said, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to come up with the words. You know, I struggle with coming up with. Mm-hmm. I said, you don't have to come up with the words. It's already there. Just use these words.
I learned something. Every time I obeyed God, received his counsel, uh-huh. made the adjustments, I could not fail. There's no way, it's impossible to fail if you do what God gave you. Mm-hmm. And when the Lord revealed things, and sometimes I go back and ask questions. After, before it's finished and after things are finished and completed, I say, Lord, why'd you do it that way? I ask all kind of questions.
That's good.
Every time he answers me, I get stronger and more committed to yielding to him. That's where we're powerful. Show me a man that can yield to the Lord. Give way to God's way. I'll show you a man that can do anything.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not just you. You know, the Truett Cathy, the guy that started Chick-fil-A, a devout Christian, it wasn't just him. He blessed hundreds of thousands of people with jobs. He blessed banks.
Yes. Ooh, I got
he blessed real estate companies that built and rented buildings to him. When you yield,
and even scholarship, they give scholarship.
He has rescued so many items from Israel that people would have destroyed. The wisdom, the natural that confirms God, because the people over there don't want the truth that verifies everything that's in the Bible, and they've rescued these artifacts. I'm saying, when you, with your knowledge, you're building me up, and if I'm built up, the people in my spirit get blessed. It's not just you. It flows like rain. It, you know, fields and harvest and people that harvest the workers the food that goes out to feed the hungry. It multiplies. The spiritual multiplies and it becomes and manifests in the natural.
Mm-hmm. And Chick-fil-A did it on, not like the world did it. You know, the world, they have to work on a Sunday.
Yes,
he makes more.
But read his autobiography. He said, if a man can't make a living 6 days a week, he needs to find something else to do for a living.
That's good.
That's right.
That's
I'm
good.
Tell you, what, if you follow God, the last one was the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's one way to stay balanced. If you fear God, you're not going to just get out of trouble. That's the beginning of knowledge. Mm-hmm. But when you follow him, it always does more. The results of following God always increases more than what you expect. And it's very important to get on board with God and not limit what he's doing. You have to learn to be unlimited.
But Caleb had a following spirit, and Israel is there today because of his following spirit.
That's good.
You have to get used to succeeding and the successions of God, because it's what he's leading you to do. Now you're giving him something he can build on.
Amen.
And it always gets greater.
Amen.
If he told you how big it would be,
scare you.
You may not believe it. The just will live by his faith. Mm-hmm. Before you can proceed, you've got to believe it.
Yes.
You got to believe in what you're doing, and you got to also believe in what God will do with it. And I saw that when Pastor Horton was showing. What you put in God's hands, Jesus is going to bless and give you more. He's going to give you
more.
He's going to multiply it back to you. Believe the multiplication, whether you can see it or whether you don't. Mm-hmm. Because if you stop believing, you'll stop doing. You have to, if you're going to trust God, the plan, the results of what you do is too huge to see from your vantage point. You got to trust God. If he blessed it, it's blessed.
Amen.
It's growing.
Kenneth Hagin said that when he was traveling through Texas, that your headlights only show 200 feet in front of you. He says, but 200 feet at a time, he made it from one point to another.
Yeah. He's right. Texas is flat, but the circumference of the earth, you can't see what's so far.
Yeah.
That's what, when you follow God, you have to believe in what he's doing, what he told you to do. Don't go, sometimes people, they get the answer and then they don't follow through with it. They go so far and they're looking for something. You can't do that. You got to watch him.
Yeah.
if you can watch him, you'll stay in trust and you'll stay in faith. Mm-hmm. Everything that, you know, God does, the just shall live by his faith. If it's not faith, it's not legal. How can God promote mm-hmm. something that you don't believe in?
That's true.
You got to believe in. He helped me make adjustments so I could believe what he's giving me to do, what he's telling me. And he tell me some outrageous things. I say, Lord, okay, I got to believe it. So I believe it. And I don't tell people everything that he's. I say, okay, I believe you. That's the first thing I say with my mind. I believe you.
Because they'll try to talk you out of it.
So I can get on board. I can't see it. I can't see from. You have to be where he is to see this. But he can give you a vision of it. The word of God gives you a visual of it.
Amen.
You know, Paul was in jail writing some of these books we read. Jail letters. I don't know if he saw that coming or not. Neither John. But John did because God told him, you're going to go and preach. You know, he gave him a revelation. He knew God was going to distribute it. He was still on the island. He had to get off the island to distribute it. But now it's worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
What you put in God's hand, he's going to bless him. He's going to bless you. Mm-hmm. So those seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, they will take us to where we got to go.
Amen.
There's nothing impossible. There's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you. Lord, bless the prayer next week. If your return is long enough for us to do it, help us to go forward. Help us to go forward in you, to be a blessing to your people. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
That was a good steak dinner.
Thank you.